To the Batmobile.
Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks on 2SER.
Good morning, Tali Alatia.
Hello, Sophie Lai.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Going good. It's a Saturday morning.
I know. I'm still excited over Wellington Paranormal. It was amazing.
So good.
So good.
Shall we? I loved it.
Yes. Yes.
Kia ora, Aotearoa. I'm Sergeant Marker of the Wellington Police. Over the last few years, there's been a rise in the number of incidents that cannot be classified as normal. They have to be considered paranormal. I made them their own special folder. It's quite thick, see? In order to deal with these cases, I have assembled Officers Minogue and O'Leary.
Minogue, I'm just requesting assistance here.
Thought on a fence again, O'Leary.
Yep.
Be sure to watch Wellington Paranormal, their new documentary series, and see why Minogue, O'Leary and I are your last line of defence against the normal and the paranormal.
The new series, Wellington Paranormal.
Wellington Paranormal, I was there. I had figured a way to be able to watch it with the rest of New Zealand while in Australia. Had a little tunnelling bear, he got me there. And I was so excited. And right from the start, so essentially, Wellington Paranormal is the spin-off of What We Do in the Shadows, mm-hmm. featuring the two cops, Minogue and O'Leary, who are just deadpan hilarious. It's like
so funny.
Reality TV cops, like shows like Cops.
Yep.
But instead of chasing bad guys and, you know, drug syndicates and things like that, they're after zombies and vampires and werewolves.
Not even that. Like, they're telling each other off for wearing the wrong pants, like the wrong uniform. It's just so beautifully New Zealand.
There are so many great lines that you just really laugh at because they're so, like, it is that New Zealand deadpan humour. So, for like, they bring in this person who has been possessed, this young girl who's been possessed, and she's, like, doing her demonic voice of, like, I'm going to kill you. And Minogue turns to O'Leary and goes, okay, it's time to get your bad cop on. And then she just walks over to the possessed being and goes, stop it. That's not nice. And it just walks away.
Bad cop done.
Bad cop sorted.
Oh.
And the chemistry between O'Leary and Minogue is so hilarious. I cannot believe that one O'Leary was a kindergarten teacher.
What?
Yeah. So I was listening to this podcast that Jermaine Clements was doing and as he was promoing Wellington Paranormal. And the person who was presenting and interviewing him was like, tell me how you found these two people. And he was like, well, O'Leary, a kindergarten teacher who happened to do this skit, like a very, where she pretended to be a cop and write speeding tickets for her kindergarten students. One of the students, her or his dad was a casting agent for What We Do in the Shadows.
No.
And that's why they had this, she had this really small part as a come in, be a cop, do that thing. And then Minogue, he also, like, they saw him acting in something, not a comedic actor in any way, shape or form, but they went, oh, you could be funny. They came together, were hilarious. Jermaine Clements and Taika Waititi, after What We Do in the Shadows, were like, you guys were so great. We're going to literally write a show about you being cops. And this is Wellington Paranormal. It's so good.
Yeah, Jermaine was tweeting about it. But the funniest thing is she also played a cop in The Breaker Upperers.
Oh,
yeah. So she was in it and it was quite funny because I kept thinking, are like Madeline Sammy and Jackie Van Beek just going to come in and start stripping halfway through this? It wouldn't surprise me since the pool of New Zealand actors are so small and they're in every show.
I love that it is kind of a little bit incestuous.
It is beautiful.
But it's because they all know each other. So Taika can just ring one of them up and be like, are you available? No, this one is. Come along. Do it.
It's great.
Yeah. Wellington Paranormal. I think it's so great. There's obviously jokes that are very New Zealand focused because that's where the audience is. Like the bucket fountain. There is a joke in it is that there's a bucket fountain that is a legitimate bucket fountain in Wellington.
Well, yeah, it's so Wellington in a sense, like the small townness feeling.
Yeah.
Even though it's a major city, but it's like, yeah, this in the middle of a shopping plaza.
Yeah, there is a bucket fountain. So it's one of those things where the buckets fill up with water and then they all just pour out and then that is the fountain.
Yeah.
So they wrote this first episode kind of around that fountain being this pivotal part of the storytelling of like hell and demons and like vampires and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But it's these cops waiting around like this multicolored fountain to be like, that's the opening to the gates of hell. And it's just, it's so ridiculous. It's funny.
Oh, it's beautiful. And just even when they were like in the moment of, oh my gosh, we're about to like, you know, Hellmouth's going to open. They're like, is it now? No, yep. No. Now. Wait. Now.
And this is what's so great about them is that at the same time they're trying to stop these vampires, but like they're probably the worst cops that you would ever want to be in charge because they are so hapless and so helpless. But it's just their incompetence is really, really funny. So at one stage they go to this house and there's this father who's then been possessed and the wife is like, oh, I think he's having a midlife crisis. And they walk into the garage and he's like up on the roof and he's just hanging up there. And like one of them is like, oh, I don't think that's a midlife crisis. And the wife's like, get down, Gary. And then Minogue's like, he's defying the laws of gravity. Like that's the worst part of what's going on.
Yeah, it's like, mate, you define laws of gravity? Not a cool thing. You're breaking the law.
And then
actual law.
And then his head starts spinning. And they're just like, I'm not going to massage that later. You really need to stop it, Gary. Not cool, Gary.
I know. And every time he was like, I am Bezuel, the demon. And then his wife's like, no, his name's really just Gary.
It's Gary.
It's Gary.
Come on, it's Gary. And then there are so many just really funny lines that sound stupid. Like then the wife then gets possessed and she's running around a playground. Like you're running around in Ugg boots. And then they call back to the base and it's like, we're in pursuit of a highly acrobatic housewife. It's just... it's so funny. And apparently, Jermaine Clement said that the pilot episode is not even the funniest. He was in the first episode, we were trying to set the scene, you know, get that balance between comedy and a little bit of horror.
Yep.
And he said that the episodes to come are going to be even funnier. And amazing. I'm actually a little bit worried for my stomach because I feel like I got abs for how much I was laughing.
My cheek muscles hurt from smiling so much. It was just like... How you were trying to exercise a demon with a YouTube video that is buffering, which I'm sure a lot of Australians can relate to because our NBN is so bad. But just like what now? Oh, the power of Christ compels you. Again?
Let's do it again.
We're buffering.
Or when the cop is entering the PIN number to go into the secret thing, and he's like, it's a very secretive PIN number, and you just hear the one beep, and they're like, Five. And they've got, I think you need to do more than one number. He's like, oh, pin numbers. It's one of those things that you just laugh at, that you go, oh, pin number has always been more than one number, like obviously for security. Just have this super secret room and then only have a one number pin number. It's just ridiculous but hilarious.
It's beautiful. But also in the opening credits, you see a few familiar faces from what we do in the shadows with Nostrafu popping his head out.
Yes.
May you rest in peace.
Well, the good thing is like when you live in this underworld crazy thing, you don't ever rest in peace, do you?
No.
You probably come back multiple times. So, yes, it's a win for everyone.
Hellmouth in Wellington.
Yeah, exactly. I cannot wait for the rest of the season. And the good news is SBS is picking it up.
Absolutely, because you were asking us a couple of weeks ago, guys, where are we getting this?
Do we watch it?
Do all the little all the bear tunneling?
What's going on? How do I get this?
But yeah, just this week, SBS were like, we got the rights and
announced it. I think it's the 31st of July,
so
and it's going to be on Viceland.
Yeah.
And the first time they're going to play two episodes and then it's every week after that.
Oh, so they're doing catch up.
Yeah, well.
So we'll be on par with New Zealand viewing.
No, we might not, because if they do episode to episode and we still have to wait till the 31st to watch
That's true.
Yeah. But I would implore everyone not to go out and download it. Wait till SBS brings it out, because I think that we have to support SBS and their programming decisions by putting a whole lot of people behind it, because smart decisions, SBS. Smart
Honestly,
decisions.
It's also less, like, there was so much stress trying to find.
It's so hard.
It was hard. And
the internet is hard, guys.
Yeah, it hurt. And I'm pretty sure, like, even when we try to, like, go to the New Zealand site, the official one, it was like, just not playing.
No, you had to do a lot of signing up of things, a lot of creating email accounts or website accounts.
No, so just wait to SBS and they'll say they'll have all episodes by the end of August anyway.
Yeah.
So you can even just wait and do a full binge and then just be stupidly smiling like me or just have abs hurting like Tali.
And then just be happy and then wait for the next season because there better be a next season. Taika, Jermaine,
please, if you're listening.
Yes.
We love you. Please make more.
Yeah, love us back.
Well, you can catch us on the full podcast.
Yes.
2SER's Gaggle of Geeks, where we chat a lot.
Mm. We probably will still lust over Taika and Jermaine and hope that they love us.
And we chat some really weird stuff too this week. So that's all on the podcast. Look it up. But till next time.
Bye.